Let us begin our devotional prayers in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer to St. Michael.
St. Michael, you are the angel, defend us from the devil. You are the fence against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do God all prayers of the heavenly host. By the power of God, trust in your house, Satan, and all the holy spirits, who are all the
beginning at 2:30 p.m. and ending with refreshments at 4 p.m. We have resumed daily Mass on Tuesdays at 8:30 a.m. The only day we do not have a daily Mass is Thursday. There will be a novena for Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal every Wednesday morning after Mass. Thursday, April 15th at 9 a.m., the Men's Club will meet in the office. They meet the third Thursday of every month. Anyone wanting to join the Men's Club, please come to the office, to the meeting, and or call the office. Noted in the bulletin every week are the monies that are collected from our weekly offering, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing a collection basket around. We have placed a large basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. Our Mass intention today is for Michael Duke. Our celebrant is Father Sojin. Please stand.
Our celebrant will be Father Craig. That's been changed. And our opening hymn is number 108, 3 Days. We have a 2020 missalette. There are some up here if you'd like to acquire one for your own personal use.
Take out your cross, he told us, who follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of God our Father, and the love of the Lord Jesus be with you always. As we continue to rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus, we give thanks to God for creating us in his image and love, and for the redemption we have through his great mercy. You are the Prince of Peace, Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
you are the Word made flesh, Christ, have mercy.
Christ.
You are the resurrection and the life, Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions were his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded to them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. The word of the Lord.
The psalm responds, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting."
Spirit.
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord, and Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Whose sins you retain are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So when the other disciples told Thomas, "We have seen the Lord," he said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into his side, my hand, I will not believe." So a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them when Jesus came and stood in their midst and said once more, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand up and put it into my side, that you may believe." And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are all those who have not seen and have believed." Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples not recorded in this book. But these are written here that you may come to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Think for a moment about some event that you are looking forward to in a few months, a little later this year, probably that was put off due to the pandemic. It may be a big birthday party or your wedding anniversary or a vacation that you were hoping to take. And just imagine for a moment how you feel when that day arrives. It feels good just to think about something that you hope is going to happen. We smile on the inside when we anticipate the good things that we hope are coming to us. And if we look far enough ahead, we can always find something to look forward to. Something that somehow brings the future into the present and allows us to enjoy it now, even for a moment. So in this season of Easter, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection, and as we watch the disciples of Jesus begin to do so, we have the pleasure of anticipating our own resurrection. Easter is not only about Jesus rising from the dead, but about you and I rising from the dead. When Jesus conquered death by his death on the cross, it wasn't just for him, it was for all of us. As an example, think how we feel as Americans when we're watching the Olympics and one of our athletes wins a gold medal. We get the feeling that we have also won. Or all the hooting and hollering that goes on when your favorite basketball team or football team or baseball team wins a game. You know, in a real way, people identify with the ones that they're rooting for, and when they feel a certain pride. Well, Jesus has already won, as we know, the greatest of all victories over even death itself and sin. And he allows us, he invites us to be part of that win. The thing that threatens to take away the joy that we feel in living more than anything else is death. But only if we let it, only if we give it power over us. Now, if you believe that death is the end of everything, the end of the world, then everything else loses its meaning. And then we have to ask, why should you work so hard to be kind and loving? Why should you bring children into the world and try to bring them upright? Why should you be honest and care about anything or anybody at all? You see, we set the stage ourselves for discouragement and sometimes even for despair by our own doubts and fears. The resurrection of Jesus is the surest of all signs that death is not some great black hole, but that death is nothing more than a door. A door. A door, the purpose of it is to allow us to enter another place than the one we're in at the moment. And when we see someone go through a door, we may not see them for a little while, but we don't believe that they're going to disappear forever. A door is just a door. And when a person goes through it, they are merely going somewhere else. For Christians, for us, that place is more wonderful than we can imagine, beyond what eye can see and ear can hear. So death is just the door we walk through to get from where we are to where we want to be. And the good news of Easter is that Jesus has walked through that door before us. We say he is the firstborn of the dead, but he is surely not the last. You know, when Peter and John arrived at that tomb, Jesus' tomb, on the morning of the resurrection, after Mary Magdalene went to fetch them, they found that the tomb was empty. But the empty tomb was not just Jesus. It's ours as well. Because life, real life, is on the other side of death's door. Life like we've never known it before. Life overflowing, literally, without end. There's a story of a little girl who was taking a walk with her dad one evening, and she looked up with great wonder at the stars in the sky that were just beginning to come out, and she said, "Daddy, if the wrong side of heaven is so beautiful, what must the right side be like?" Well, one day, every one of us is going to find out. I believe in one God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He suffered, died, and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess the baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world. Our God has created each of us in his own image, out of love, and he has redeemed us out of his boundless mercy. Let us pray for our troubled world, for the community of believers throughout the world, for all who are dying, and for all who are sick, and for ourselves.
For Pope Francis and all pastoral leaders, may Christ draw them ever closer to himself and intercede in every need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For civic leaders, may the Lord bless them with the skills and talents they need for the communities they serve. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who face addictions, may God's grace give them the courage in their struggles. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those gathered here and all whom we love, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, may we grow ever closer to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of God, that we may heed the message of mercy, and by the prayers of St. Faustina, practice the works of mercy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they soon rest with all the angels and saints forever. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of the Caribbean island, St. Vincent, as they escape from the volcanic eruptions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Continue to show us your mercy, O God, and grant us your salvation. Help us to put deep faith in you, and to rejoice in the resurrection of your Son. For we give you thanks and we make these prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If you have 2020s left, we'll sing now number 175, Ye Sons and Daughters.
Lord,
accept the offerings that we bring to this table you spread before us, and bless those you have brought to new birth in the waters of baptism at Easter. May we attain the true joy of heaven that you have prepared for us and all who put faith in you. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Always and everywhere, Father, we do well to praise your glory and to give you thanks through your beloved Son. For he who is our Passover and our peace has been sacrificed. He takes away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed our death, and by his rising he restores us to life. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the unending hymn of your glory as we acclaim. He said the blessing, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples. He said, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." At the end of the meal, he took a cup of wine, and giving you thanks and praise once more, he handed the chalice to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." Then he said to them, "Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
And so, Father, as we celebrate this memorial of your Son, our Savior, we recall that you led him through suffering and death on the cross to the glory of his resurrection. You have seated him now at your right hand, and so we proclaim the work of your great love until he comes again in glory. We offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on our offering, for we proclaim the paschal mystery that has been handed on to us. Grant that by the power of your Spirit, we may always be counted among the members of your Son's body, for through his blood we find communion with one another and with you. O Lord, bring your church throughout the world to perfect faith and charity in union with Francis, our Pope, Gregory, our Bishop, and all who serve the people you have made your own. Open our eyes to the needs of our brothers and sisters, that we may comfort those who labor and are burdened. May we serve them after the example of Jesus and at his command. And may your church stand as a living witness to freedom and truth, to justice and peace, so that all human beings may find new hope. Remember our brothers and sisters who have died in the hope of rising again, and the dead whose faith you alone can know. Father, admit them to rejoice forever in the light of your presence. And grant that when our pilgrimage on earth is ended, we too may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. In the company of Mary, our mother, Joseph, her husband, the apostles and martyrs, Elizabeth and Seton, and all the saints, may we praise and exalt you forever through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all the glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be saved.
I see glory on each
case you're wondering, Father Sogin is all right. He's just having recovered from a strong reaction to his second dose of the vaccine. So he's doing his penance. Let us pray. Almighty God, loving Father, grant that our hearing of your word and our reception of this Eucharist may have a lasting effect in our minds and in our hearts. For we give you thanks and praise through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you and keep you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
As we're sent forth, let us sing together The Strife is For, number 564, if you have the 2020 Missalette.
Yeah.
No. It's the only one I can't.